Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're going to have a great time today. Kelly Copeland's here with us. She's going to expound some wonderful words to us. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you, Mother.
Tell us what we're going to be hearing.
Well, it's such an honor to always it's an honor to be with you.
Well, we're glad to have you.
Getting the word with you. You know, I don't really know how to put a title on this except to say the Lord's just been doing so much in me and showing me so many things.
Good.
That I know they're connected. I believe they're connected in the sense of change.
Good, that sounds good.
The three words that came to me is correction, direction, and perfection.
I like that.
And you know, people say, well, nobody's perfect. But you know, the Word says Jesus is coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. Correction, direction.
Direction.
And perfection.
That's good. Let's hear that.
And there's some, you know, it just really burns in my heart, Mother, that we are in the most exciting days.
Praise
that
God.
The church has ever seen. And we're walking into some things,
I believe. I'm hungry for that.
Me too. And we're walking into some things that won't look like everything has looked in the past. You know, I mean, even that we you know, watch the news or whatever, and all that looks different than it used to. But where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's time for the church to step up and expect that grace to be an invisible operation in our lives.
Amen.
And which speaks of change. And so
change is good. Change is in the right direction.
That's right.
And if you're with God, it's going to be in the right direction.
And when He corrects you, there's a way. And I don't want the next 2 weeks to talk about correction. Don't turn me off yet. But, you know, people don't like correction unless you make a decision to like correction. You know, I've said I love correction. You know, whether at the time you're being corrected it's fun or it's not fun. But correction is cleaning. Correction is
improving.
Correction is setting straight, setting right, getting rid of stuff that's holding you back. All of those are forms of the Lord's correction.
Correction is successful too.
That's right.
It gets you off the wrong path into the right path where the will of God can be done unhindered. And that's good.
Oh, it's
There's
so good.
There's nothing like that.
And He's so gracious and merciful that His correction's not harsh.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
You know, correction that comes to you because you refuse to correct things, that can be harsh. That's not God's will for you.
No, we're supposed to be corrected right here.
Right here?
Let the Word of God, and in the hearing of the Word and messages and so on, let the Word of God correct us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we won't get in those crazy places where we get in trouble.
But, you know...
You know, I've been at this a few days. And we've been in and out before in our 50-something years because we didn't know. But we found out the more we find out what the Word says and obey that written Word, the greater, the more wonderful, the more peaceful, the more blessed, the more increased, the more prosperous life is in the earth. That's why He gave us this Word.
Oh, and it's such a gracious thing. I mean, sometimes I think we don't understand fully how graced we are to have His Word.
Oh, my. It's
sometimes,
awesome.
You know, when you have something, you don't understand what it's like to be without it.
You can look back and remember how it was before you learned how to live by faith and live by the Word of God. It was no fun.
It was. And then when you get in those hard places, hard things, something happens, life happens, you know, you can't control everybody around you. You can control you, and you can speak to situations, but you still have to live on earth with other people, and situations arise and things happen. Sometimes it's your fault. Sometimes it's somebody else.
That's when you get to roll the care over on the Lord.
That's when the most beautiful things happen, really. In the when you come to the Lord in those places, there's just some life-changing things that can happen. I know I've been in tough different situations in my life that were hard, and I've handled them in different ways. You know, I've handled them at times where I'm like, oh, that was so-and-so's fault. I'm moving on. And there's a sense of victory in that where you just think, I'm moving on with the Lord. And that's it's a good sense about that. But I've been in situations that were hard where I was like, Lord, talk to me about me.
Yeah.
And where you don't focus, no matter how crazy the situation was or how somebody may have done this or something may have happened that wasn't really, didn't seem like your fault, but you still can approach the Lord in a, talk to me about me.
Yeah.
Talk to me about.
You've got to stay open to correction.
Yes. And so.
And be thankful for it when it comes.
I'm so thankful for it because the correction comes with this precious presence.
Amen.
When you correct some things, you're pulling down walls between you and Jesus.
You
pulling
know what?
Pulling down places that were holding you back so that He can direct you into a new place.
Now, here's a good thought, and here's the good news. You don't have to wait until you go in the wrong direction to get corrected.
You
can go to the written word, and you can read it and let it correct you.
That's right.
And keep you from the wrong direction. Now, that's when life gets good.
That's true. But the other caveat B is that when you do mess up, there's a precious time with Jesus waiting ahead of you.
When you do
mess
up.
He's got all bases covered, really.
When you do mess up, the same word will correct you.
That's right.
And get you on the right path. And forgive you, glory to God.
The bottom line is the more you put yourself in His presence in the Word, the more of His presence is going to be in your life daily, the more of His presence and His voice you're going to hear on a day-to-day living basis.
Correction.
I've watched these guys live just this place of grace and this place of hearing the voice of the Lord all these years, and I am so grateful that you guys have lived your life like that before me. And, you know, I made every endeavor and committed my life to live the same way. But no matter who we are, no matter where we are, there's always more to grow and change.
That's true.
There's always more to perfect in your life and to let the Lord in
growing.
On those places. Mm-hmm. So this is what I've been just seeing from the Lord. And I honestly have so many things I want to say that I'm just going to start and we'll see where the Lord takes us.
Good.
Because, I mean, I'm talking.
Well, we have 5 broadcasts, so we'll get
5 this week and 5 next week. Okay. Well, who knows? By next week, we may be talking end times and Revelation.
By next week, we may be out of here.
We may be out of here.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
That would be very good. So, really, one of the words that is so good that we could take a hold of this week is laying aside every weight.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That would stop us from running this race of faith that the Lord has for us to run and to accomplish and to do. It's time now for the world to be able to see the body of Christ.
Praise God.
The things that Jesus talked about in His Word. The things that He talked about the church being.
The signs and wonders.
Signs and wonders. And even His love projected to people and His the body of Christ rising up. We're going to talk about Ephesians. Read from Ephesians because it describes what we're supposed to look like. But, you know, of course, it's your... as we're doing this broadcast, it's election year, and you just see Christians all over the proverbial political map, all over the place where their thoughts are concerned, where, you know, I really do shy away from social media much because I don't like to see the Christian bashing, and I don't mean sinners bashing Christians. I mean... Christians bashing each other for their thoughts or their views.
That's a waste of your time.
It is, and it's not a picture of the church that Jesus says He's coming back from. But never worry, never fear. He's got us. He's Yeah. He's leading us. He's the one that's changing us. And it's coming. We're all going to look different.
Praise God.
And I just thank Him that I look different. And so...
Well, we should all be growing, increasing.
Growing in the things of God.
More obedient, more diligent to do what He says, more able to hear what He says so we can do it.
Yeah. So, I'm going to start with 2 Corinthians chapter 1. It says, I'm going to start with verse 3. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort.
Praise God.
He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. Isn't that good?
That is good. Which translation are you reading?
I'm reading this right now. I'm reading out of the New Living. I'm going to read some out of the Message this week and some out of the Amplified. But right now I'm reading out of the New Living. And, you know, when He comforts you, your life changes. And then what happens is you begin to see people that are hurting. And it's funny how for me, Mom, just some of the things that I've been through in my life or even, you know, the last few years, I really turned to the Lord in a way I'm just not sure I ever had turned to Him to that degree. I thought I was, but He pulled... And let me put it this way. He pulled me in so much deeper than I had ever been with Him.
Well, you gave Him more place.
I did.
You turned to Him more.
And that's not speaking great things about me. It's just saying I finally woke up to some things. It's just what happens. And you're right, Mom. We don't have to wait for trouble to be there. But there's a lot of trouble in the land today.
There's a lot of trouble.
There's a lot of trouble in people's
lives. You need a lot of power of God working.
We do. And I just want to encourage you.
That's why it's so important, Kelly, that we spend time in the Word and find out what God says is the right way to talk, the right way to think, the right way to act. And when you do what He says, things work for you. Mm-hmm. And you have you have more power and you have more authority to take than when you just live your own way. I mean, that's just the way it is. So the what our groups learn to do, our family and so on, we learn to not wait till trouble comes to get in the Word, but we spend time in the Word every day. I spend time in God's Word every day. And why do I do that? It's not because I'm religious. It's because I want to keep my thinking straight. I want to say and do and believe and understand what God says is right. And it just takes some time and effort. So if you've been living your life and you've not been taking the time or diligent about the Word, you need to be that way. You say, well, I don't know how. Well, get the key teaching tapes, watch broadcasts, get in a church that preaches the Word of God to you, that tells you how to live healed, live strong, live well, what to do in problems. That's what church is for. And it's so wonderful and valuable to have a pastor that knows how to live and or be surrounded and have friends that know how to live and what God says about things. It's much easier to walk that life when you got help around you.
Well, it's true. And then when you live your life like that and trouble comes or something hard happens, you're ready, you're prepared. And of course, we've lived my life like that. And then when faced with trouble,
it's automatic.
It's so automatic that you hear what to do. And I really believe that.
And if you don't hear, you just don't do. You keep holding it before the Lord until you get direction.
And I really believe that that's just, it's where I was. It's where with, in my life, and we did the broadcast some months ago together, and I talked about a lot of those things. So if you want to go back and listen to that, you can. But we, I believe what happened was being filled with all those things and being filled with the process of faith and how you go through trouble positioned me for the Lord to just take that time and teach me some things that I needed to see. And it felt like I was so quickly to the other side of peace and grace and joy and moving forward and moving into some things of God that are just so exciting to me. And yet, at the same time, it changed my life. The Lord, I mean, the Word, His presence changed my life, changed my perspective, changed how I thought about people and things, and changed my focus. I mean, so that's correction that's beautiful.
Yes, it
but
is.
In that, then you get direction. You know what I noticed the other day? I was reading about Elijah, and I was reading about, and we may touch on this some next week, but I was reading about Elijah, he stood up against hundreds of prophets of Baal, Indiana Jones or something. I mean, just stood up, powerful John Wayne, Indiana Jones, Harrison Ford, some hero you see in the movie, stood up,
Superman. Bold,
you know, strong. And then Jezebel gives a little jingle of a threat, and he's out. He ran off away from her. And her threat.
Who is it that said, skirt prayer don't work?
Yeah. He ran. And you know, he went to a cave, and it said that God the wind came and the earthquake came. It said God wasn't in the wind, God wasn't in the earthquake. But then it said there was a quiet whisper. And God was in that quiet whisper. So I think sometimes people think God's rattling their cage. No, He's just wanting you to He wants you to listen to the quiet whisper. Yeah, and so that other stuff happens, but that's not God in that trying to get you. But in that, sometimes you'll begin to listen to the whisper because you need Him. And so I love what He did with Elijah, Mom. He gave him three new assignments right out of that. He didn't bash him for being afraid or say, you know, you get correct him in a mean way, harsh way. He just, with His love and His grace, and He corrected him, but He gave him three new assignments. He wasn't done with them. Gave him three new assignments.
Praise
God. I thought that
time
was...
Time to move on, in other
time
words.
To move.
Yeah.
So I want to read some things here that... this is a book that... I hadn't read this in so long. It floated to the top of my stack of books somehow, it was the Lord. But there's so many things in here, and I want to read some over the next few days. But it says... this is Smith Wigglesworth's
teachings.
If we
have one in the back, I'd like to have one while we study it.
It says, if we can be open to God, he says, we're dull of comprehension because we so often let the cares of this world blind our eyes. If we can be open to God, we will see that He has a greater plan for us in the future that we have seen in the past. It's God's delight to make possible to us
Amen.
That which seems impossible.
That's called a blessing.
And when we reach a place where He alone has right of way, then all the things that have been misty and misunderstood are cleared up. He talks in 2 Peter about this like precious faith. Peter talks about this faith. It's the same faith he had, the same faith Jesus has, same faith we
like
have. It's like
faith.
Precious faith. Yeah. It's a gift that God is willing to give to all of us. And I believe God wants us to receive it so we can subdue kingdoms, work
Amen.
Righteousness.
Yes.
And if the time has come, stop the mouths of lions.
Amen.
He has so much for us to do.
That's awesome.
I want to read this. We're going to get to 2 Corinthians, but we may not get to it today. But I wanted to read this because it reminded me of you and Dad. It is always those people who are full of faith that have a good report, that never murmur, that are in a place of victory, that are not in the place of human order, but of divine order, since God has come to dwell in them. There is no other way into the deep things of God. And you know, as I read this, I just want you to hear it. I think the word broken is used a lot, but we just need to have an awareness. The Word says the Lord resists a proud spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm using this word broken in the sense that have humility. So as I read this, I want you to hear it that way. Okay. There is no other way into the deep things of God but a broken spirit. There is no other way into the power of God. God will do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think for us when he can bring us to the place where we can say with Paul, I live no longer, and another, even Christ, has taken the reins and the rule. A humble heart. And we're going to talk about that this week. And I just, as we start in 2 Corinthians, we won't have time to do it today. But as we start in 2 Corinthians tomorrow, I just want us to come prepared for the Lord to show us some things. And if you're in a situation now, or you feel like you've been oppressed or in trouble or had hard times or hard things, I want to encourage you to stay with us these next 2 weeks, because you will not be the same when we're done.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.